Dreamscape presents Flowering Judas by Jane Haddam. Copyright 2011 by Orania Papazoglou. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with St. Martin's Press. Read by David Colacci. Prologue. We all believe in fairy tales and live in them. G.K. Chesterton. 1. The first person to see the body hanging from the billboard on Matatuck Avenue was Haidy Michaelman, and she wasn't paying attention.
"It only stands to reason,"
Haidy was saying to her friend Desiree, as the two of them stood by the side of the road waiting to cross. It was a hot night at the end of August, and the traffic on Matatuck was insane. Later, Haidy would wonder why everybody had managed to miss that thing up there. She wouldn't wonder for long. It was the billboard, after all. It was that big sign asking if you'd seen Chester Ray Morton. It had been up there for 12 years. Nobody looked at it twice anymore. Haidy's backpack was heavy with books, and she had been walking. She and Desiree walked out here 3 times a week to save the bus fare. Then they took the bus back home because Desiree didn't like to walk in the dark. Haidy thought she was an idiot. You were not supposed to cross Matatuck Avenue right here. There was a crosswalk about 300 feet down the road. The problem was that the crosswalk was nowhere near the entrance to the Matatuck Harvey Community College, and it was another 500...